This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Philadelphia's dumping the indoor mask mandate today, just days after putting it back into effect. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
They had cited a sharp increase in the number of COVID-19 infections, but the Board of Health has just voted to rescind the mask mandate. And the health department says case counts are leveling and hospitalizations are decreasing. The city faced major blowback and a legal challenge when it announced last week that masks would be needed to be worn again.
Russia says a second phase of its war in Ukraine, it calls it an operation, is underway now. The aim, to take full control of the industrial heartland of Ukraine in the east and southern Ukraine. That would include the already shattered city of Mariupol. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Ukrainian officials have repeatedly accused Russia of launching attacks to block civilian evacuations from Mariupol. However, just recently, some 80 people from the port city were able to escape to a neighboring city. Among them was 61-year-old Yuri Lulak. Hell is what's happening there. It's not possible just to retell it. Russians are killing people for nothing. Tanya and her husband Evgeny walked for 5 days with their 4 kids until they got a ride in a vehicle that took them to a nearby town.
The New York Times says it's got audio of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy telling colleagues shortly after the insurrection that he would urge then-President Trump to resign. After an earlier edition of the story was published yesterday, McCarthy released a statement calling it totally false and wrong. The Times says you can listen to the audio on its website. Pope Francis is having medical checks on his right knee today. He's been having trouble walking, standing, and getting up. More than 500 firefighters are manning the fire lines in Arizona and New Mexico. This is AP News. CNN is pulling the plug on its streaming service less than a month after it debuted. The AP's Jennifer King.
CNN Plus, the news network streaming service, will shut down on April 30th, just 1 month after it started, leaving hundreds of journalists, technicians, and new media hires out of a paycheck in 90 days if they don't get absorbed by the network or website. The venture was charging customers $5.99 a month in a market that has exploded with competition and had attracted some top media talent, including Casey Hunt from NBC, Chris Wallace from Fox News, and food media star Allison Roman. Parent company AT&T spun off Warner Media in a merger with Discovery this month, just 2 weeks after the launch, and the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, says it wants a simpler and more sustainable model, housing all their brands under one streaming service. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is among the winners of the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award, created by the family of the late president. It honors public figures who work for the public good. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.